This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message on integrity from selected verses from Proverbs. Integrity is an interesting word. It comes from the word integer, which is a mathematical term. Some of you mathematicians recognize that term. It's referencing a whole number. And integrity has to do with wholeness more than anything else. God bless you as you listen to this message as it continues. Let me tell you another interesting story told by Stuart Briscoe. Stuart was originally from Scotland. He tells of being hired by a bank when he was a younger man. He was just learning the business. One day his boss told him, "If Mr. So-and-so calls for me, tell him I'm out." Briscoe replied naively, "Oh, are you going to be gone somewhere?" And he said, "No, I just don't want to speak to him. So if that guy calls, you tell him that I'm out." And Stuart Briscoe said, "Let me make sure I understand. You want me to lie for you?" The boss blew up. He was enraged. He was angered. But Stuart said he feels that the Lord gave him a flash of insight, because he said he wouldn't have come up with it on his own. He said, "Sir, if I won't lie for you, doesn't it make sense I wouldn't lie to you? If I won't lie for you, doesn't it make sense that I wouldn't lie to you?" The man had nothing to say, but I think that was a great illustration of the integrity of Stuart Briscoe. If I'm not willing to lie for you on your behalf, then I probably won't lie to you. I want to focus in on the last one, if we could bring up 20, verse 7. "The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him." Proverbs 27. I want to talk about the generational blessing. Some of you may have grown up with a father or mother who continually lied to everybody. I've had people in my office over the years tell me, "Man, my dad was a pathological liar. My mom lied to the family. She lied to the neighbors. She lied when she didn't even have to lie. She just told lies." And my point in telling that is those people have told me their lives have been impacted emotionally and psychologically because they had a parent who was a person of the lie. They had a parent who was a person of the lie, and that impacted them in a negative way. And conversely, when a man or woman is a person of the truth and a person of integrity, a person of personal honesty, their children are blessed after them because my dad or my mom were honest people. You know what the thought went through my mind? If your children did a commercial for you, would they be able to say, "My dad always keeps his word"? He sure does. "My mom always keeps her word." She sure does, because they're people of integrity. They walk in integrity. They walk securely, and they're guided by integrity. And it rules their life because Jesus Christ rules their life. I'm not asking you to be a good person for the sake of goodness. And wouldn't it be nice if we were all just good, decent people? If you think that's what this message is about, you don't get it. The reason we can walk in integrity is because Jesus has integrity. He is the embodiment of integrity. And when he's in your life, it impacts everything you do and everything that you are as a person. Well, we'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow on Thursday. I think of one of the verses we read earlier, Proverbs 13:6 says that righteousness guards the man or woman of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. Righteousness guards the man or woman of integrity. What a blessing. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.